The roar heard round the world.
Street is not only the most important play of the past decade, but the most successful as well. Opening in London in August 1931, it was still running in that city on the date of the New York opening in February of the following year. Catherine Cornell enacted the leading role, that of Elizabeth Barrett, for 370 performances in New York before making her first road tour through the United States. Again during this past season, Miss Cornell revived the play for a season on the road, giving 144 performances in 75 cities from coast to coast, traveling 12,000 miles and breaking box office records everywhere. In scores of cities, all records for attendance at dramatic performances were shattered. In Des Moines, it played to 4,251 people, establishing a new record for one performance. In Toledo, it grossed almost $8,500, an unprecedented gross business for a single performance. Now, the Barretts of Wimpole Street comes to the screen, with charming Norma Shearer in the role of Elizabeth Barrett, Frederick March portraying Robert Browning, and Charles Lawton in the role of the father. Now we bring you a scene from the picture. The entire Barrett family is in deadly fear of the father, who rules them with an iron will. Such hot affairs as the girls have must be of a clandestine nature, for the father will permit no romance in his family. One sister, Henrietta, played by Maureen O'Sullivan, has secretly been keeping company with a dashing army officer, Ralph Forbes. Her father discovers the officer in the home. In a rage, he sends for Henrietta, and in the presence of Elizabeth, takes her to task for her duplicity. Next, we hear Miss Shearer, Miss O'Sullivan, and Charles Lawton, who plays the father, in one of the most dramatic scenes ever brought to the screen.
What has this man to you?
I've told you, he's a friend of ours.
What is he to you?
A friend.
Is that all?
Yes.
You liar!
Papa! Papa! Please, please, Papa!
What is this man to you? Answer me.
Don't!
Answer me!
Papa!
Answer me!
Please!
Answer me!
Oh, Papa, I love it!
You!
I won't have it. Let it go,
Papa. No, Papa.
And you knew of this filthiness?
I've known for some time that Henrietta loved Captain Cook, and I've given her all my...
You dare to tell me?
Yes. I would have given her my help as well if I'd had it again.
I'll deal with you later. Get up.
Papa. Papa, please listen to me. Please. I'm not a bad girl. I swear to you I'm not. I know I've deceived you, and I'm sorry. But I love him. I love him. He's a good man. It can't be wrong to love him. I want love. I can't live without love. Papa, remember how you loved Mama and how she loved you, and you'll understand and pity me.
Get up.
Have pity on me, Papa.
Get up.
Elizabeth Barrett, the delicate semi-invalid poetess, has met the famous Robert Browning and is in a paradise of happiness because of his impetuous and stormy lovemaking. We now hear the voices of Norma Shearer as Miss Barrett and Frederick March as Robert Browning. They're in the combined living and sleeping room of the Barrett home, where the fragile Elizabeth has been confined for months under the ever-watchful eye of her tyrannical father.
The sight of your face, the sound of your voice, and the touch of your hand. Because of you, the air once more was sweet to breathe, and all the world was good and green again.
And with those words singing in my ears, I'm to turn my back on you and go.
Yes, Robert, for how is it to end? What are we to look forward to, and how...
I love you. And I want you for my wife.
Robert, I can't marry you. How can I, Wendy?
Not today or tomorrow. Not this year, perhaps, or next. Perhaps not for years to come.
I may never be able to marry you.
But what then? If you were to remain to the last beyond my reach, I should die proud and happy in having spent a lifetime fighting to gain the richest prize a man was ever offered.
No, no. Oh, Robert, Robert, put aside your dream of me and look on me as I am.
I look, and I tell you in all soberness that my need of you is as urgent as your need of me. If your weakness asks my strength for support, my abundant strength cries out for your weakness to complete my life and myself.
Here's life. Life, offering us the best that life can give. And you dare not grasp at it for fear it will turn to dust in your hand. But I don't know you. I never thought you were a coward.
A coward? Yes, Robert, I'm a coward. A coward through and through. But it's not myself that I'm afraid.
I know that, my darling.
What's another disaster, great or small? To me, you've known little but disaster all my life. But you're a fighter. You were born for victory and triumph. Oh, and if disaster ever came to you through me.
Yes, a fighter. But I'm sick of fighting alone. I need a comrade in arms to fight beside me.
But not one already wounded in the battle.
Wounded but undefeated, undaunted, unbroken. What finer comrade could a man ask for?
But Robert...
No.
But Robert...
No.
It has been our privilege and pleasure to present excerpts from the new Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer picture, The Barretts of Wimpole Street, starring Norma Shearer, Frederick March, and Charles Lawton.